I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 26th. Delays on the Red Line this morning after two people were found on the tracks near the Wollaston station. Police and firefighters responded at around 6 a.m. after reports that two people were on the tracks and likely deceased. Officials were forced to replace the trains with buses between the JFK UMass and Braintree stations. While that situation is investigated, delays are expected to last until at least 8 a.m. Another car has had its catalytic converter stolen in Quincy. Police say a Toyota Prius parked on Hamilton Avenue in the Wollaston, North Quincy area was targeted. The theft was discovered Saturday, although it's unclear when it occurred. Police will be checking video surveillance in the area. Several cars have been targeted by catalytic converter thieves in Quincy and surrounding communities recently for the device's precious metals value. Quincy Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci will appear before the Governor's Council on October 5th after being nominated as an Associate Justice to the District Court by Governor Baker. If approved, Palmucci would resign his elected post at the end of the year, and a special election would be held to fill the remainder of his term. The American Red Cross will hold a blood drive today from 1:30 to 7 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 26th.